الحمد لله، احمده سبحانه وتعالى واشكره. الحمد لله الذي الهمنا حمده وشكره وذكره، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, all praise is due to Allah who has inspired us to remember him and inspired us to praise him and thank him. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, and we bear witness that our beloved Prophet Muhammad is his servant and messenger. May Allah have his peace, mercy, blessings on him, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah said in the Holy Quran, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. The meaning of this couple of verses is, he is self-blessed with no limit, blessed, and who in whose hands all the dominion rests, and he has power over all things. He is the one who has created death and life in order to try you and show which of you is best in deeds. And he is the Almighty, the Forgiver. The word Arak is a special word that only can be used for God. Everything in the universe gets its blessings from Allah. But Allah has his own self-generated blessings. He is the source of the blessings for everything in the universe. That's the word Tabarak, and that's what it means. He has self-generated his blessings to no limits, to infinity. That's the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has control and power over everything he has created. He holds in hand the kingdom, seen and unseen. And he has control on everything. And that's the power and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. He is the one who created death and life in order to do in test. We know that our life is different from the eternal life, the absolute life of life, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-hayy. He never dies. He everlasting, ever existing, ever living. But everything else in his creation has a beginning and has an end. Even the angels, the whole universe has a beginning and has an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is everlasting and ever existing. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Everything is ending to be vanished, disappear, except his mighty face, the divine face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهو العزيز الغفور, he's the Almighty, he's the forgiver of all sins. These verses give us a great insight about this life that we live. We live in a test. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, we live in a test. We are tested. We get into this life without our choice. And we stay in the test until He decides we go out. He is the one who decides the test. The intensity of that test, the length of that test, for each one of us individually, each one of us is a unique test. No two tests are similar exactly. They may have similarities in things, they may look the same in things, but are totally different as a unique test for each one of us. Each one of us gets his sheet of examination as soon as we get into that field of responsibility. And we are questioned day and night, minute by minute, in our life with these questions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who put these questions for us. So we are living a test. Are we aware that we are living a test? Are we conscious all the time that we are in a test? Or like the student who is in a test and is absent-minded and aware of the examination and the contents of the examination? Are we aware? This is a big question that we have to ask ourselves every minute in our life. The examiner, like we said, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't have any clue when He will end our examination. God is the one who decides everything in that test for each one of us. It is not a test to have a degree or to have a new job. It is the test of all our life. Tests are horrible. Whenever you remember that you were in a test, it is a horrible memory. I know some people still have nightmares after so many years passing their test. They have nightmares about that test. And this is a test only to pass a degree or to take a job or whatever, but still the nightmare is there. How about this test of life? The whole test of our life and the day that we will be confronted with the result. You remember the day that the result of examination has been declared? How horrible was that day? Waiting to see whether you have succeeded or failed. Imagine that big day also, the day's judgment, when you will be told that you have failed or succeeded in this life test. It will be a horrible day. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Horrible day. All the descriptions show that it is a serious thing to consider. The day of judgment, the day of accountability for our deeds in this life. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it is good to remind ourselves that we are living in a test. In that day of judgment, everybody will be concerned only about himself. I'm succeeding or failing. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. One will escape and leave behind his own brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, and his mother and father. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Everybody is busy with his own results. It is good to remember that. It's good to remember good while we are living and having the chance to influence the results of that day. When it is too late at that day, you cannot go back. Many people who didn't believe in that day, they wish they would come back to the light. And they say, if we go back, we'll do better. We'll believe. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. And if Allah returned them back again to the earth, they will come back to the same mistake and same disbelief. This is the issue, my brothers and sisters. We are living the test as humanity from the time of Adam when he was sent down to the earth. And it was written on everyone. No escape from that test. We can claim that we believe in Allah and Muhammad, and we believe in the Quran, and do everything that, you know, claim that we are believers. But the test is a must. So at the day of judgment, when you see your sheet and the test, then you know for sure that what you have done has been deserved and deserving what you have, that you will see in the day of judgment. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Do the people think that they will just let by saying we believe without being tested? They will be tested. So in the day of judgment, they will be informed and shown what they have done in their sheep. This verse has been written, read also, فَلَيُعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ. Allah will tell them, will show them at that day their sheep, what they have done. So everybody will be convinced and confronted with his deeds. No argument after that. The test is fair, my brothers and sisters. Allah has ordained on himself justice. Allah will not test anyone with a test that he cannot take. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Like in this life, you cannot test a student in the high school with examination of the graduate student. Allah is more just, is the most just. He will never test anyone more than he can take. He knows the qualification that he gave to every one of us, and he will test him as such. Allah is the absolute just. And the best of us in faith and in action will be tested with the difficult test. I'm saying that so you don't think that because someone has been tested heavily, that he is not in good shape with Allah. Allah is disbelieved with him. It doesn't mean Allah. The most hardship in examination came to the best people in the humanity. As the Prophet said, أَشَدُّكُمْ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءَ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ يُبْتَلَى الْمَرْءُ حَسْبَ دِينِهِ. The most tested between you are those, the prophets and messengers. Prophets and messengers. Because they have to have a high degree, big examinations, and to prove they deserve that task and that load they had been loaded with. They are tested very hard. And then those most righteous people, and then the less, and so on. Each one taking exactly the suitable test for him. Ibrahim alayhi salam, as you know, has been tested with heavy tests. He was tested by confronting a nation of idol worshippers. He stood in front of them. They threw him in the fire. Allah saved him from the fire. He was tested by putting his wife and child in the middle of nowhere in the desert. And he accepted that willingly by the will of Allah. He and his wife accepted that. And he was tested when he was ordered to slay his son. He was about to slay his son. With all this hardship, his only son, to be ordered to be slain, he was about to do it in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah saved him and his son from that test. Allah saved The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was tested with many difficulties in the time of Mecca. When he tried to spread the da'wah in Taif, he was also hurt there. While he was fighting for Islam, he was hurt and injured. In many ways, they had difficulties. One of the great and Messenger of Allah, Nuh alayhi salam, was tested by a bad ruined sun. Allah did not blame Nuh for that. He's responsible. His son is responsible for thee. But the man, the Prophet, was not to be blamed for that. But it's hard for Nuh to see his son drowning. Allah Rabbi innabni min ahli, he is out of my family. Allah said, innahum laysa min ahli, he is not out of your family. Innahu amalun ghayru salih, he is not of your family. And the Prophet has been tested in different ways. Good and bad. Job, Ayyub alayhi salam, was tested with good things and bad things. And he was thankful when it was good, and he was patient and perseverant when it was bad and hard. This is the way the Prophet has been tested, and this is the way they have responded to their test. My dear brothers and sisters, the believers must have a stand when they are confronted with their questions in this life. To be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the time is good. Grateful, remembering Allah, thanking Him and praising Him. And when the time is bad and hard, they should be perseverant and patient, perseverant, at the same time praising God all the time. This is the stand that the believers should take in all circumstances. Pray to Allah, may Allah guide us in this life and lead us to the best action, that we face our good times and bad times with in this life. Pray to Allah, may Allah respond to our prayers. الحمد لله أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأسأله المزيد من الرحمة كما أسأله المزيد من المغفرة. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وتابعيه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Indeed, we will test you with something of fear, hunger, some loss in goods of lives or produce, and give good tidings to those who patiently persevere. Those who say when afflicted with calamity, to God we belong and to Him is our return. On them are the blessings, mercy of God, and they are the guided one. We are, my dear brothers and sisters, tested with many different things. We may be tested by fear of earthquakes. Everybody now, after seeing Turkey and Taiwan, thinking about earthquakes, especially in California. People who are in the East Coast think about, always think about the hurricanes, tornadoes, winds that can blow everything, and it happens in many parts of the world, floods in the Midwest, and in Pakistan, Bangladesh, all these countries are tested usually heavily by these things. Everyone is tested by these disasters, and everyone is affected by them. And we are tested by disease, sickness. Tell me who don't get sick sometime and feel the weakness, and he calls upon Allah to cure him. We all need Allah. Tell me who is not inflicted with some troubles and problems in his life. Everyone is tested in a way by this or that. And we are tested, and we should be answering our test the right way. We may be tested by our spouses, tough woman, how you deal with her. A man that is rude and does not help, how she deals with him. Children that are source of trouble, how you deal with them. Parents, we are tested with all these things. Combinations, limitless, endless combinations we are tested with. We should think how we address this, because our responsibility is how we respond to this test. Not our responsibility to have this test, so we have no choices in this test. But our responsibility falls how we respond to this test. And this is the issue. How do you respond to a child that is going out of order, or parents that are going out of order? We have examples in the New Horizon School. Some children, they go home and find their parents have alcohol, eat pork, and the parents are tested by the children. Aren't we Muslims, my parents? How can you drink this and eat that? This is a real confrontation to the parents. And the same thing happens between different people. A man that's working for a boss, is he subdued to that boss that he thinks that he is God? Is he put himself in a weak position that his boss is his God, whatever he orders has to be done, even if it is in disobedience to Allah? Or what? We are tested with each other. The tests are different and varying from one person to another. If we answer it right, whether it is good or bad time, then we are great. We have counters with us, counting our bad deeds and good deeds. The counters can continue to count the good deeds if our answer is right. And that's why the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَمْرُهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ إِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ شَكَرٌ فَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ شَرٌ صَبَرٌ وَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَذَلِكَ لَيْسَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. When the mu'min is tested with hardship, he is patient. When tested with good, he is thankful, and both are good for him. The counter is working positively for the believer all the time. Does not go backward. It's always positive going forward. We like to be of those whose counters are continuously counting positive for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with Islam, with the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to learn. And he gave us the good news. He one time was visiting a sick person. And he said, أبشر فإن الله يقول هي ناري أسلطها على عبد المؤمن في الدنيا لتكون حظه من النار في الآخرة. He told him, have the good tidings because of that sickness. It is a fire from me to my believing servant in this worldly life to taste worldly in place of the hellfire in the hereafter. So when we are sick, doesn't mean that we are passive. we seek the remedy, we seek the medicine, we do our best to the change. But when it is there and we cannot do anything anymore, then we have to accept that Allah, you are the one who heals, heal me, cure me, help me. This is the way we answer to these things. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said about one hadith Qudsi that Allah said, إِذَا ابْتَلَيْتُ عَبْدِي بِحَبِيبَتَيْهِ فَصَبَرَ عَوَضْتُهُ مِنْهُمَ الْجَنَّةِ. If I tested my servant by taking his vision from the two eyes, then the only way I can rule them down in the day of judgment is al-Jannah, is paradise. Test, be patient, then you are rewarded handsomely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The conclusion of what I said today, my dear brothers and sisters, I will say it in few points. Number one, be conscious of God's favors. It is so many and so far exceeding the hardships that we have. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. They are countless, the blessings of Allah. Count your blessings. They are endless. Be aware all the time that we are living a world with good and bad things, and we are tested. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Number three, focus on your test and do not keep yourself busy with other people's tests. Don't look at them and compare. Just keep yourself busy with your own. Try to address it right. Sometimes we look to the other side. It's always green on the other side. Like they say in America, it's not green all the time. Take care of your test. Take care of yourself. Number four, don't look at others and compare. Number five, try not to be materialistic in everything that you measure. There are many things that are not materialistic and cannot be measured by materialistic measures, like compassion, faith, love, and all these beautiful values. You cannot measure these things that you have been given materialistically. Number six, don't be judgmental on others, and remember that you are not God. You are just a servant of God like others, fellow beings. Number seven, when you see someone in misfortune and hard time and you cannot give a hand to help, then pray for him or her and thank the Almighty that you are not in that same position of misfortune. And then be alhamdulillah alladhi afana mimma abtala bihi hadha وفضلنا على كثير ممن خلق فضيلة. Praise to Allah that saved me from being tested that way. This is the way we should respond. Pray to Allah, may Allah respond to our prayers.